You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and today I'm handing off the microphone to my friend, my colleague, and my frequent co-host, Sarah Rand. Sarah, take it away.
Great, Bill. I'm having a good day. I'm happy to be here, and I actually get to be joined by my friend, my colleague, and my co-host, Jen Overstreet. Jen, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Sarah.
I'm happy you're here. And we are joined today by the chairman and CEO of Treehouse, Gary Cusin. Gary, nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
Gary, tell me about Treehouse.
Delighted to tell you about Treehouse. What we're doing at Treehouse is trying to completely disrupt the home remodeling and renovation industry in the U.S. We do that through having a do-it-for-me concept. If you think about home remodeling, if you think about any segments these days, there's kind of the do-it-yourself piece, and an emerging piece is do-it-for-me. Mm-hmm. In the home remodeling and renovation space, it's always been broken into kind of two segments. One segment is the do-it-yourself segment, dominated by the folks you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware, anyone that supports people who like doing it themselves. But half of that industry, over $200 billion, is actually so fragmented that there isn't even a regional leader, much less a national leader, in the do-it-for-me space. So our objective at Treehouse is to give homeowners the option to have someone do it for them completely, literally helping them from idea creation all the way through installation of a project. So all under one roof, we handle 100% of the needs of homeowners as they think about how they like to upgrade or renovate their homes. No one has ever done that on the scale in which we're setting about to do that.
So what does that really mean for the customer then? You said all under one roof.
That means when you come into a Treehouse location, it's a completely unique, everything about our concept is unique. You've never seen one. So when you walk into our stores, typically in a high street location, first thing you see are vignettes, and they're vignettes of everything in our design area, from kitchens to bathrooms to flooring. We have home advisors who greet you at the door and essentially can give you a tour of the store and learn about how we go to market. Important to know, we will only sell sustainably constructed building materials. And we will only sell products that make an individual's home safer, healthier, or smarter. So we kind of sit at the convergence of sustainability and technology in the home renovation space. In addition to our design departments, we have what we call performance areas, which are everything from solar to roofing to water filtration systems, HVAC. So we could literally, you could build an entirely new home out of our store, but that's not how we envision it, and that's not how we're being used by homeowners. It's such a completely unique experience that when homeowners come in and look at our store, they marvel at what we're doing. So we end up inviting them to sit with design consultants, typically homeowners who are thinking about doing something in their home, have already generated Pinterest boards, they've already been on the house site. They know what they want. They can describe in pretty great detail what they want. And so really, at no charge, our consultants start and help them ideate, take what they envision in their head and put it on paper and end up with a design drawing for their home. We then go to their home. We have an entire group of project managers, project coordinators. We do everything that you'd need all the way through installation of your home project. And we do it for one price. What we've done is we've talked to enough homeowners that we've discovered, and not surprisingly, everyone kind of knows this, remodeling or renovating your home is highly intimidating. Mm-hmm. Homes are highly emotional. Everyone carries baggage around of what kind of home they want. They know what that exteriors kind of can look like they look, but inside people's homes, it's everything that they've thought about since they were kids about what kind of home do I want to live in? What kind of home do I want to raise my family in? They have all these ideas, and interiors of homes are highly, highly customized based on whatever the homeowner is thinking about. So we help them turn those kind of visions they have in their head into a reality, into working drawings. And we'll come into their home, do very precise drawings, and put together a proposal for them that shows them exactly what they need. And then they can decide, is this something I want to do or not? If you're doing it on your own, the part of the intimidation is, do I even know a designer? How much is a designer going to charge me?
And doesn't everybody think they're a designer?
Well, everyone does, but everyone also knows. very few people actually get into the middle of a remodel before they go, oh my gosh, I'm way over my head.
Yeah.
They're very, though, intimidated by the process.
Yeah.
They're worried about cost. They're worried about, what if I don't get along with the designer? Do I even know a general contractor? Do I even know a subcontractor? How do I put together the group of people that I'm going to need to help me turn my vision into a reality? This do-it-for-me piece of the market, this $200 billion annual piece of the market, is so fragmented, it's really done by people who work out of their trucks, who come to people's homes. It may be an electrician. It may be a plumber. And a homeowner, once they build trust with this electrician or plumber, they may say to them, gee, do you know anyone who could help me redo my bathroom?
Yeah.
That's how the market has worked forever. It is the largest industrial sector in the United States that has no market leader, no duopoly, no regional leader. No company has ever tried to do what we're doing.
Now, it seems like such an obvious idea right in this moment, but no one's ever done it before. Why not? And why did somebody... Why did the founders of Treehouse go, yeah, this is a great idea? What hit them over the head?
Well, that's a great question. The fact is, if you're a company, you realize very quickly that success is determined between a homeowner and the person that did their work. If the person that did their work is awesome and they did a great job, well, that's a win. But that's not scalable. That's not scalable nationally. Nationally, to leverage something like this, you have to be able to deliver a consistent product across the country. And that's where most companies decide it's fairly impossible to do. How do you collect and find those subcontractors in a market that do spectacular work? How do you attract them to your company so that you can keep them busy so that they can keep working? How do you marry that with homeowners who have visions that you can turn into reality? It becomes a very interesting concept, and it's one that we think we are on our way to understanding.
So how do you do those things?
Well, it is an end-to-end solution. So in our store, the first thing we do when you walk into our locations is for the first time people can see all the pieces of a home. Our object in the store is to build trust with the homeowner, that we can that we are the category experts. They can meet interior designers, and we have an array of them for every single part of the home. And these are all professionals. These aren't folks that we trained up and this is their first job. Our average consultant has been doing this 10 to 20 years. So we put experts in our stores. We have home advisors that walk people through the store, show them what we're doing, and then we start talking with them about why the materials we use will allow their home to be healthier, safer, and smarter than other options on the marketplace. And they tend to be completely flabbergasted to learn things that we teach them. And as a result, their confidence in us grows. I'll give you two real easy examples to show you what I mean. You've all probably painted walls in your home.
Sure.
Too many times.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Mm-hmm. Do you smell the paint when you're done painting? Do you have that paint smell?
Awful. Yeah.
Well, what you're smelling are actually toxins, and you've now introduced them into the air in your home. There are organic compounds in many paints that emit toxins. So a no VOC paint, which means no toxin paint, the fact is when you put a no zero VOC paint on your walls, your walls won't smell when you're done painting. You can put a newborn baby in a crib right next to the wall after you're through painting. That baby's great. But typically, the paint that you find sold in most stores has these toxins in it, and you are hurting the air quality in your home. Okay. That's an easy one to understand. Another easy one to understand is adhesives and flooring. 95% of adhesives have formaldehyde in them. Ew. So now think about when you're putting an adhesive on the floor in your home, you're introducing formaldehyde into your home. We were really founded, the vision of our founders was to create a home improvement store that only sold green merchandise, that only sold materials that made homes healthier, safer, and smarter. There is no company in America doing that today except us. So not only do we do it for me work, but you can be sure that we will only use products that make your home healthier, safer, smarter. Or for instance, we go beyond that. We think about the environment of the world in everything that we do and everything we purchase. So as an example, we won't use granite or marble when crushed glass or recycled glass has the look, feel, texture of marble or granite, less, actually works better in your kitchen, cleans easier in every way. It works better in your kitchen, and we're not destroying the mountains in the world.
Do your customers come to you for the sustainability? Do they come to you for the do it for me? Because it seems like there's like a level of education on some of this stuff.
There is. And people come to us for do it for me. When they learn about the sustainable characteristics of our products, it makes them feel even better mm-hmm. about what they're thinking about. And their confidence in us as a provider grows. And we know the proof is in the pudding. We have over 50% of the projects we do are second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth projects by the same homeowners. And that, everyone's familiar in retail with net promoter scoring. We use net promoter scoring. We use it in the front of our store. We use it in our installation group to be sure that we deliver the highest quality customer experience. And that's how we're going to build our business.
I want to shift the topic a little bit.
Okay.
How, you are a veteran retailer. This is not your first gig. How right. did you end up here?
I started here as an investor. Mm-hmm. Garrett Boone, who was the founder of the Container Store, and I go way back to when I started my first company, Babbage's, which is today called GameStop. Mm-hmm. And we became friends then. We were opening lots of stores. He was opening them one at a time, and he and I became very good friends, and he introduced me to the treehouse concept over 3 years ago. And I became an investor, gradually became a very big investor, joined the board, and then Garrett asked me to become chairman, you know, maybe 18 months ago. And about 6 months ago, I was so excited about this opportunity that I stepped in on a full-time basis. I like building companies. I have to tell you, in the last 12 years in the world of private equity, I did not step into a single role as CEO of anything, because I was pretty done. I've spent my career kind of starting things, growing things, selling things, and had little to no interest in ever doing it again. This brought me off the beach. I think this may be the biggest retail concept I've seen in my lifetime.
That's a pretty bold statement. Yeah, so you've tried a lot of different retail, GameStop, you've been with some other brands, you've been on boards and things like that. Why is this standing out?
Well, first of all, there is no market segment that I have been able to find in the U.S. across any industry that is $200 billion in size and doesn't even have a regional leader, much less a national leader. So that strikes me as, wow, pretty big opportunity. Then as I dug into it and I learned more, I realized big companies have come in this space and tried and failed. So that said to me, okay, big moat. If we succeed here, this is very defensible. The third thing, and we're all students of retail, this is a category that cannot be disintermediated by Amazon or anyone else. Every single project that we do is a unique, customized, specialized solution for an individual homeowner. So there is no one who can come take our lunch. There are folks that could come in maybe and do it better, But as we're learning, and what's taken us so long to get our act together here to get ready for major expansion is it is incredibly complex. And you really kind of do have to both have some experience, but also be willing to look at things through a prism that perhaps folks haven't looked at the same way before. And I think that's what gives us the opportunity. And then I can't tell you how important the whole notion of reducing the carbon footprint of homes and selling sustainable products. It is a bold mission. It is a mission that attracts incredibly good people, and it has enabled us to build a team that punches way above our weight class to a person. This is the best team I think I've ever been around. So I consider myself very lucky to be a part of this group. And it's because of the whole package. It's new concept, sustainability. We're bringing technology to this space that's never been brought to this space. And it's highly needed in the marketplace. So we're very proud of what we're attempting to do here.
So Jen and I want to know when you're coming to Washington, D.C.
That I can't tell you just yet. I won't tell you just
projects.
Yet.
I got lots of projects, and I'd be able to do them.
We do think that this is an enormous market, and we have rated the markets in the country, and we do have an idea of where we'll go next. But we want to get the Dallas-Fort Worth area done right, and we want to take all those learnings and apply them, because that's what we think that we can leverage is what we learn in a market we can take to another market.
Gary, I'm sorry to say that we are almost out of time, but before we go, we do a little segment on Retail Gets Real called Rapid Fire. So we have some questions for you. First word that pops into your head. You ready?
You bet.
Jen, you want to start?
Sure. Last place you traveled?
San Francisco.
Best advice you've ever received?
If you want to know what's going on the front lines, go look.
What's your pet peeve in the office?
A door that's locked in front of a store. When I walk into a store and I open one door and the other one's locked, it tells me the people in the store are lazy, they don't care about customers, and it infuriates me. It is my number one pet peeve. Locked doors in the front of a retail establishment? Come on.
What's the last thing you remodeled?
In whole home. I remodeled our entire home.
What was your favorite part of it?
Having lived in the home for almost 20 years, my wife and I knew with a great deal of precision every single thing we wanted to do, down to moving vents 1 inch to the left to where they were. We knew just what we wanted. And the result is a home that we are incredibly happy with.
And what is your favorite part of the new home?
Probably the kitchen.
Kitchens are the best.
Kitchens are the best. Who was your childhood hero?
Childhood hero was Mighty Mouse.
Favorite activity on the weekend?
Hanging with my grandkids.
What's something on your desk that you can't live without?
My gum, chewing gum.
All right, Gary, if people want to learn more about Treehouse, where do they go?
Tree.house. That's our website, not www, just tree.house.
Tree.house. A period or the D-O-T?
The period. TRE.house.
All right. Well, Gary, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Jen, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sarah.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. If you want to listen to more episodes, visit us online at retailgetsreal.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.